Somebody say praise God. How many glad to be here on a Sunday night? How many of y'all glad to have Pastor John Parks here? Huh? Amen. Let's get to it. As we said this morning, I've had my mind blown. And I didn't have too much of it to blow, amen. And what was left of it's gone. How many of your minds been blown? You'd never be the same again. I mean, God's word's gotten a hold of you, gotten a hold of me, and you just can't think the same way you used to think. I couldn't turn around if I tried. After being enlightened to the things of God and the kingdom of God, after seeing God move in His grace and His mercy, how would you ever think about going back to the things you came out of? We've come a long way, but we got a real long way to go. And I'm ready to go all the way. I'm not missing anything. Well, let's go right on into Mark chapter 7, verse 8. Let's pick it up right there. Say traditions and customs, same thing as culture. I mean, traditions and customs are the exact same thing as culture. And a lot of times people try to take their faith and turn it into a culture. And they mix it. They really do. That's the problem. And we'll get a big culture put together. We'll get some big old culture messed up and put God's name on it. Amen. Wonder why it's not working for anybody. They've gotten themselves confused. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men, as washing pots and cups and many other such things ye do. And he said unto them, full well ye reject the commandment of God, that you may keep your own tradition. I mean, how many times does tradition and culture keep us away from the kingdom of God? I mean, do you know what God wants? It won't fit in our culture. There is a kingdom of God, and there's a kingdom of this land, there's a kingdom of the earth. And our little constitution can't hold the kingdom of God. It's too small. It's based on higher principles and higher things. We have a lifestyle in our culture and our society say the more you get, the better you are. The kingdom of God said the more you give, the better off you are. He who humbles himself shall be exalted. Not scratch your way to the top. Somebody say, traditions. And then we find little tickling ears messages to accommodate our culture and blame it on Jesus and wondering why things aren't getting happened. Wondering why the sick aren't getting healed and devils aren't getting cast out. Somebody say, amen. God's not going to support us to stay within our culture. He wants us to step up a little bit higher to the kingdom of God. Somebody say, kingdom life. Because we are strange and peculiar people. We're strange and peculiar people. When you get off with God, you're going to look a little bit different than everybody else. And whether you like it or not, amen, you get into the Word of God, you get the Holy Ghost inside of you, you're going to act a little bit better than a Democrat. You're going to act a little bit better than a Republican. Somebody say, amen. Amen. You're going to act like Jesus said we should act. Amen. Which is a strange and peculiar people. Somebody say, traditions and customs. Same thing as culture. How many times do we allow our culture to keep us from God's best? And many times we want to send missionaries all over the world to preach the gospel. What they're doing is basically preaching their culture versus the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, a commandment is what? A precept. Remember, we line upon line, precept upon precept. Basically talking about a precept is nothing but a prescription from God's word. You can either have a commandment from God or tradition of man. And usually the commandment of God will break the tradition that we set ourselves up into. What are some of the traditions and custom and cultural things that we have that hold our life captive that the commandment of God changes in us? Think of some of the things that you know, mama and daddy might have told you. School might have told you. Your friends, your relatives, and your neighbors tried to tell you, and you think it's just right and God's along with it. Keep everything. I tell you what, tithing is not a custom of the nation. Tithing is not a custom of the nation. Tithing is a command of God. Loving your brothers and sisters as you love yourself, I mean, better than you love yourself, that's not a custom nor a tradition. It's our tradition in our nation. You can tell the tradition by how we live. Not by what we say, but how people live and how things are broken down. Look at statistics and statistics will tell you your customs, your culture, and your tradition. And your custom and our culture in this nation is to hang around your own kind. Everybody stay in their particular place and don't rock the boat. And don't rock it. Don't you make no trouble. But God said to cross the river. Amen. Step out beyond yourself. Tradition versus culture. Every true revival of God affected our culture. Every real revival of God did more than just speak in tongues and roll on the floor and laugh in the Holy Ghost. The real stuff affected culture. How many things changed in the 70s? I mean, everything flipped upside down. God's power has the ability within it to change traditions and customs and culture. And usually the thing that they have the most problem with is the religious customs and religious traditions. Anybody ever seen people preach on traditions and culture? And they think it's scripture. It's not scripture. It's nothing but culture. You hear them on the TV all the time. You know, can't find a scripture for it. They're just preaching up a storm and everybody's paying for it. Cost them $1,000 for every 5 minutes that they preach. Amen. But they're not preaching the gospel. They're trying to preserve a culture. And Paul said, I come preaching nothing but Christ and Him crucified. I'm not trying to preserve any culture. Amen. We're getting out of here anyhow. Mark chapter 7, verse 13. Mark chapter 7, verse 13. Making the word of God of none effect through your tradition, which ye have delivered, and many such things you do. How many want the word of God to work for you? Well, are you willing to work the word? The word of God has power to work for you. It has the power to bring about a change if you're willing to work it. But a lot of people won't work the word, amen, because it goes beyond our culture. Tradition makes the word of God of no effect. Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of this world, and not after Christ. They say, don't let anybody spoil you. Acts chapter 6, verse 14. The disciples had this problem. Jesus had this problem. He wouldn't get in the box. He wouldn't play the game. None of his disciples played the game either. And it created trouble everywhere they went. You can preach all you want to, but don't you dare mess with my custom, and don't you dare step out, step beyond the line. Don't you change anything. You just keep what's going. No, we go from glory to glory. We ain't seen nothing yet. God wants to do more. I don't want to see what happened in the 70s. Amen. If that was enough, it would have kept it going. I don't want to see what happened in 1901. If that was enough, it would have kept going. I want to see what God can do today. Greater things. The Bible says in the last days, God would pour out His Spirit. Amen. And the latter glory shall be one greater than the former glory. Why? Because everybody's taking a chip out of that custom. Everybody's biting out of that culture. Somebody say, we're not out to influence the culture. We're out to take it over. Somebody say, change the culture. As a Christian, you shouldn't just fit in. You should break out. People are building churches the other way, and they wonder, it looks good from the outside, amen, but you look at the national statistics, they ain't doing nothing. Say, we got mega churches, but on a yearly base, in the mega church, we have more churches die every year than survive every year. And the church at large in America is on the decrease and not on the increase, but we're all excited because we can go someplace, amen, and see 7,000 and 8,000 people sitting up in church, or what we may call church, and we think, boy, revival's going on. No, they just moved across town. Nobody knew. Haven't affected any culture. They're just, amen, we're just worshiping in a different fashion. It's the truth. We want to play the game, and we want to make everything look all right and do nothing. And it's the big bandwagon that everybody's getting into. Fit into the society. And you don't fit in. You're not supposed to fit in. You're supposed to change it. People can't relate to you. You know, if you're going to go witness to that city, amen, if you're going to witness to white people, you got to be white. If you're going to witness to black people, you got to be black. You can't witness to money if you ain't got no money. Oh, yes, these are the things that people say. These are the things that people say, and this is the way people go and wonder why nothing's changed. You better put that foolishness away. That ain't in the Bible, no way. That's not in the Bible anywhere. He told us to go up to every nation and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not to people that look like you, smell like you, act like you, walk like you. You got to get them beyond that. Amen. You're not out there to fit it in, and you're not in there to fit in. I'll give a rip about the golf club. And because I don't care about the golf club doesn't mean God didn't call me. Paul said, we came not here with enticing words of man's wisdom, but power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. And that's more than enough to get the job done. And if we stop talking tradition and culture and foolishness and man and get into the Word of God, we'll start to see demonstrations of the Holy Ghost. And that'll get the job done. It worked back then and it'll work again today. Stir it up and make a big mess. Now here they ran into that problem right here in Acts chapter 6, verse 14. For we have heard him say that this Jesus shall destroy this place and shall change the custom which Moses delivered us. We heard him say he's going to mess up the way we do things. He's going to rock the boat. I mean, Kojic people get that way. I grew up in the Church of God in Christ. They can't be affected. They want to don't do anything different. That's not the way we sang that song. I mean, we think they were sitting up there singing what Fanny wrote. Amen. Amazing Grace back there in the early church. They weren't singing them songs. They were singing a new song unto the Lord. Somebody say boxes. And we want to do the same thing today. We want to sing the same songs that everybody else was singing 40 years ago. Wonder why nobody wants to come into the house of God. People don't need tradition. They need to move with the Holy Ghost. And if somebody will step out just for a little bit and stay there, they'll be all right. Then we say, well, when they get out there, I guess they'll get out there and do that old row, that old loud, crazy stuff, and they'll get a lot of young people. We get just as many old as we do young. That old gospel stuff, you know, and the black people just pouring in. Yeah, ain't we, Belle? Just me and you. Hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. Preach the word. And people will hold on. But the big thing is you got to allow it to affect and to change culture. Amen? Acts chapter 16, verse 18. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. And when her masters saw that the hope of their gain was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers. And brought them to the magistrate, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble the city. Somebody say, trouble our city. We were all getting along. We were all sinking together and happy about it. Then somebody comes in town and makes some trouble. Somebody say, glory to God. God troubles cities. God troubles cities. He troubles cities. And we need churches that'll stand up and be willing to trouble the city and to rock the boat a little bit. Somebody say, stir it up. Everywhere he went, he troubled it. Somebody say, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. People want to get out there and plant flowers. Trouble the place. Somebody say, glory to God. Say something contrary. They want to go that way. You tell them it's over there. Amen. Tell them you don't know it all. God's got the answer. God's got the answers. You got to let them see how unstable their world is. This is not a place of security. These things are passing away day by day. They're losing their soul. Losing their heart. Losing their mind. Everything they got. They're miserable and they don't know why. And nobody's willing to trouble the city. People are trouble because nobody wants to make trouble. What's the trouble? Everybody's afraid to make some trouble. You got to hear the word of God and stand on it. Can't get on everybody's bandwagon. Amen. You better get on the word of God. Amen. He said, these men do exceedingly trouble our city. That means they stirred up some mess. They rustled some feathers. They got some people ticked off. When's the last time? Have you ever gotten people ticked off when you decided to do something for God? That means you were in good company. Never done it. Nobody ever got rustled. Amen. You just stuck out there beyond what they were willing to do. We don't act that way. Where are you going? They need to know they're not God. And they're not in control. God is. God can do whatever he wants to do. Amen. And the best thing for a city that thinks they got it all together is to tear their stuff up and try to see them try to put it back together again. To rock their world. And you can rock the best of them. And teach customs. Somebody say, and teach new customs. And teach new culture. New stuff. I mean, why? People hang. You know what? If you're a real Christian and you got a hold of the Holy Ghost, you got a hold of God, somebody should get around you and act different. And they should scare people. You should have the ability, amen, when people get around you, they spend time around you for about 6 months, 6 years, they start talking different, start walking different, start thinking different. You start to change people. Either you change people or people will change you. It's the truth. Somebody says, that's the Holy Ghost within us. You know, when you hang around me long enough, I guarantee you, you'll be jumping off something. You won't be sitting safe. You'll be trying something. You'll start to rock the boat too. You won't want to be like everybody else. You'll do exactly what you want to do as long as God's blessing is on it. Amen? Amen. And teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive. Somebody say lawful. What's law? The law then was nothing but a bondage. Bunch of stuff that they made up, tradition, stuff they added on. I mean, they said this is what God was trying to say. And don't try to figure it out yourself with your spirit because you can't figure it out. We're going to tell you what the law is. You just do this. You know, they had so many laws and customs. Everybody had to wash their hands so many times. They had to walk in a certain way and walk out another way. Amen. They were so stuck in customs. They had the letter of the law, but they didn't have the heart of the law nor the spirit of the law. And teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive. Don't you know there's some things of God out there that are not lawful at the present time in your culture, in your church tradition? Even to some denominations that are not lawful for you to receive. Now you start laughing in the Holy Ghost in some of these churches today. That's not lawful. You wiggle your booty a little bit in church, amen, in some places. That's not lawful to receive. You drop off some sacred cows, guess what? Those things are not lawful to receive. But you got to realize that the law will profit you nothing. You find that out. I'm stuck with y'all because y'all done got me just as wild. Y'all done got me so unruly. Amen. How many are out there? Anybody ever been to a place, amen, where it's just not lawful to act like that? You go there. You know, we go out and you know, we go out to certain churches and minister sometimes. We said, okay, time to get in the box. Get in the box. God's not out to put you in a box. He's out to take you out of the box. He, the sun sets free, is free indeed. And teach things that are not lawful for us to receive. I tell you what, some place people think, hey, those people are completely out of order. No, we're right in line with the Spirit of God. He says jump, we jump. He says run, we run. That's what God's looking for in this day and what God's looking for in this hour. Amen. Ain't no tradition mess going to do anything. Amen. Traditions everywhere you go. Little cultural stupid stuff everywhere you go. Everybody look the same. Everybody dress the same. Everybody act the same. Everybody losing the same way. Come on. But you get out there and try to do something different in Jesus' name. Pastor John, we're setting you up, brother. First book I got was a little book. Amen. I should have gave it back to John. I hope he forgave me. I never gave it back. Amen. But it says you were born to be an original. Somebody say amen. Don't be afraid because you're an original. Step out there and be yourself. God is with you and set people free. Ride it. Live life. Amen. I'm enjoying it. Amen. They wish they could be you. They wish they could be as free as you. And that freedom is exactly what everybody needs. Somebody say amen. That freedom is what everybody needs. Everybody needs to have a party sometime. I mean, what kind of freedom are you going to get from swinging a golf club someplace? They need to come in here and scream a little bit. Amen. And I've learned that there are freaks everywhere you go. Somebody, I've ministered from the hood, amen, to Hollywood. You hear what I'm saying? And that's the truth. From the richest to the poorest. From the workaholic to the crack addict. They all still got the same symptoms. They all messed up. Come on. Same devils. They think you're going to get different devils in the Woodlands than you get in the hood. Same dumb devils. They got Jerry Springer addicts, amen, Jerry Springer candidates in the Woodlands, and I believe me, just as much as they got it in Shreveport, Louisiana, amen? Whether it's selling houses or drugs on the street corners, it's the same spirit. And many people want to minister to people in different fashions. God said there is no respecter of person. Wonder why they can't get people sick, because they esteem them above where they need to be. And wonder why they can't get anything done. And they get them preachers to come in here, amen. They say, worship me. Tell me what I want to hear. Do what I want you to do. Jump, jump, jump. Scream, scream, scream. Run, run, run. It's the truth, but that devil's got to be broken. That devil's got to be broken. It got kind of quiet in here. It got real quiet in here. Nobody want to hear that. Somebody say, silent night, oh holy night, amen. All used to be calm, amen. But then came the light, hallelujah. Somebody say, trouble the city. Trouble the city. And teach things which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. Somebody said, didn't he say being Christians or saints? They said being Romans. Yeah, that's the truth. They say the same thing. Man, we don't act like that being Mexicans. Come on, we don't act like that in our suburban community. You don't do no boom chucks in this community. Come on. Somebody say, being Romans, being whatever you are. Amen. Somebody say, get out of the boat and come out of the box. I tell people all the time, you got to have the same confession. Amen. I'm more Christian than I'm black. You need to be more Christian than you're white. Amen. Christ first. Amen. His blood running in our veins. One. Somebody say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That makes a difference. And the multitude rose up together against them. And the magistrate rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they laid many stripes upon them, they cast them in prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Somebody say, lock them up. Shut them up. That's what they try to do. So they say, imprison them. There are many people in prisons. They're not behind bars, but they're in prison. They're bound. You can bind people financially. I mean, some say, yeah, you can bind people. You can bind people by running your mouth against them. Some say, in prison. Put them in stocks. They can't do nothing. We'll shut them down. They're still trying to do the same thing. You rock the boat a little bit, they're going to want to shut you up any way they can. Shut you down any way they can. But God has the power to open prison doors. He'll open them in the midnight hour. Somebody will pray and you'll come out. Come out shouting, come out singing, come out believing. Amen. Set captives free. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into inner prison and made their hands and their feet fast in stocks. I guess that's it. Somebody say, in the stock. Put them out of ministry and got them into everything else. I know people that are caught up in stock. In bonds, amen. I mean, that ought to tell us something, you know, in stocks and bonds. Somebody say, get free. That might even be prophetic. Amen. I mean, it's good for you to be rich. Amen. It's God's will for you to be rich. You can do more rich than you can poor, period. But God wants us to do something and to be something, and we're not going to be able to do anything to the level that He wants us to do until we decide to affect society. We want to be just like Jesus. And somebody say, they just don't fit in. I guess they're going to have to change. We got a big job to do. We got a minister. I mean, we got the answer. We got the way. We got the truth. And we got the light. It'll fit. It'll work anywhere. What are you going to do? You got to minister Jesus Christ. Amen. And guess what? What you have is what they need. And they want it. And they'll take it. And they'll enjoy it. And they'll live off of it. You minister to people all the time. They love it. They love it. They got to get there to the point to where they'll cross that cultural barrier. Preach Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ is effectively preached, culture changes. Culture changes. People can change. People do change. How many of you changed? really, you've changed. Not just learned a new Christian song either. Learned a couple scriptures and then act religious. Amen. I'm changed. I mean, you really changed. I mean, you don't even think the same way you think anymore. Amen. I look at and are ever changing according to His image. God called us Nations Church for a reason. When we one nation, the body of Jesus Christ, effective today. Come on out and escape. Amen. It's a better place over there. Come on out to the kingdom of God. Don't you want to be a part of the kingdom of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost? That's the kingdom of God. Wild man, just come on out.